The Megillah, at the end of the Megillah, in source number one, a Parak Test, the Megillah describes the eternal celebration of Purim. We spoke about it a lot, I guess, last Thursday in Rav Tzaddok, the idea that Purim will last forever, and there's a certain Yitzumo Shel Yom that can never be taken away from Klal Yisrael. But the Megillah says, V'hayam ma'ilen izkarim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor, mishpacha u'mishpacha, medina u'medina, v'ir v'ir. So you see a lot of double lashonos, right? Dor v'dor, mishpacha u'mishpacha, medina u'medina, ir v'ir, v'yamei ha'purim ha'ila lo yavim mitocha Yehudim v'zechram lo yasuf mizar. That these days will never be removed from the Jewish people, and they shall not be forgotten from their descendants. So the Gemara is very interested in all of these double lashonos. What does it mean, mishpacha, mishpacha, medina, medina, ear va ear? Interestingly, the Gemara does not ask about dor vador. The Gemara does not comment on dor vador. The Chasam Sofer, in his drashos, in Chelek Aleph, on page 205, does discuss that. We'll see, if you remind me, at the end of the show, I'll try to mention what he says over there. He also has it in his writings in this past week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh. But the Gemara tries to figure out what's with mishpacha, mishpacha, medina, medina, ear va ear. So the Gemara that Beis Amud Beis in Maseches Megillah explains Medina Medina Ve'ir Va'ir. We know from the first Mishnah of Megillah that if you live in an unwalled city, you read on the 14th. And if you live in a walled city, from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, you read on the 15th. So the Gemara is Mechadesh that it's not only true if you live in a walled city, but if you're Samuch or Nira. Samuch means that I'm within a mil. And within a mil, 2,000 amos of the walled city, I would also read on the 15th. Or Nira, if I could see the walled city from my location, I would also read on the 15th. So that's what's derived from Medina, Medina, Ve'ir, Ve'ir. That, A, we have this notion of walls from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and we have this concept of Samuch Ve'nira. That if you're close by, or if you could see the walled city from your location, so you read like a walled city. That's on Beis Amud Beis Maseches Megillah. So on Daf Gimel and Aleph from Maseches Megillah, the Gemara wants to understand the phrase that was skipped over, Mishpachu Mishpach. So in source number two, the Gemara comments as follows. V'hashad, the Amris Medina u'medina ve'ir ve'ir l'drasha. Now that you already told me what Medina and Medina and ir ve'ir come to teach, again, namely that Samuch and Nira also reads on the 15th. So mishpachu mishpachu l'mayasa. What do you do with mishpachu mishpachu? Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina lehevi mishpachos kahuna ulevia shemavatlin avodasan uvan l'shmo mikra Megillah. Comes to teach us the following outstanding chiddush, which is what? The Kohanim, who are in the middle of doing avoda, and the Leviim, who are in the middle of doing their avoda, they have to interrupt the avoda space of Mikdash to come and hear Kriyas HaMegillah. The Amr of Yehuda Amarav, Kohanim b'avodasan, u'Leviim b'duchnan, v'Yisrael b'ma'amadan, kulan b'vallan avodasan uvan l'shmo mikra Megillah. That the Kohanim in their avoda, and the Leviim in their avoda, and the Yisraelim b'ma'amadan. What's ma'amad? What are the ma'amados? All of Klal Yisrael was divided into 24 ma'amados, which meant that when the avoda was taking place in the Beis HaMikdash, while Kohanim were doing their avoda and Leviim were on the Duchen singing, the Yisraelim also had to come on a rotation to the Beis HaMikdash and stand by. It was a week of, or it was a time period of learning and fasting and davening. And it's based on the fact that the Pasuk says that when it comes to the Karbanos Tzibur, you need the Tzibur to be gathered. So Yisraelim also have to be there, even though they're not going to actively be doing the Avodah. So again, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, everyone's Mevatel, whatever they're doing, to come here, Kriyas HaMegillah. So what we should be thinking at this point already is, it sounds like, I would stop the performance of a mitzvah d'oraisa, of Avodah, in order to come to Mikra Megillah, which is the Rabbanah. Okay, maybe I'm getting a little ahead of ourselves, but let's start thinking about what the nature of this bittul is. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Braisa says the same thing. Kohanim b'avodasan, Leviim b'duchdan, Yisrael b'ma'amadan, Kulan b'vatlan avodasan, Uvan l'shmoa Mikra Megillah. Okay. Mikan Tzavchu Shal Beis Rabbi. From here, the Gemara says, we'll go one step further. Shem b'vatlin Talmud Torah Uvan l'shmoa Mikra Megillah. A person would be mevatel his learning, also in order to come and hear the Megillah. Kavachor me'avodah. What's the Kal v'chomer? Uma avoda shi chamura mevatlinan. If avoda, which is more, seemingly more pressing and more elevated than Talmud Torah, were mevatel for Mikra Megillah, so Talmud Torah the kol shekin. If a kohen stops performing avoda space of mikdash, come here Megillah. So certainly a person would have to close his gemara to come in here Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, that's the gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph. The question that the Rishonim were trying to figure out is what is the nature of this bit. Right, to what degree am I mevatel other mitzvos for Mikra Megillah? Meaning what? Do we say that Mikra Megillah, again, which is only Durabbanan, can override completely a mitzvah d'oraisa. Or, the other way to look at it would be what? Would be to say it's not that it cancels, not that Mikra Megillah would overpower a mitzvah d'oraisa to the point that it could cancel it, but really if I have to just decide which mitzvah to perform first, Megillah, for whatever reason, will come before a mitzvah d'oraisa. But if I could only choose one, I would choose the d'oraisa over the d'rabbanan. That's the question the Rishonim are grappling with. If you look at the top Tosos on Gimel Amud Aleph from Maseches Megillah, source number 3, Tosos seems to be alluding to this question. He doesn't say it explicitly. The Baalei Tosfos don't discuss it exactly, as we'll see other Rishonim discuss it more explicitly. But let's look at the words of Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows: Mevatlin Kohanim Bavodasam L'Shmo Mikra Megillah. V'Kasha Amai Mevatlin. In what sense? Right? And why are they Mevatlin? V'Alo Achar Akriya Yesh Harbe Shaus La'Avoda. What's Tosfos' question? What do you mean Mevatlin the Avoda? You're not Mevatlin the Avoda. You're just changing the Seder Hayom. Meaning, normally the Kohen starts his day with Avodah Space and Mikdash. So you know what happens on Purim? He starts his day with Kriyas and Megillah, and then afterwards he does Avodah Space and Mikdash. Why is that called Mevatlin? We're not canceling the Avodah, right? We're merely delaying the Avodah. So says the Baalei, say the Baalei Tosfos, V'yesh lomar dekevan d'mishehei rayom havizman Avodah. In what sense is it a bittul of the Avodah? In the following sense. Since the sun comes up in the morning, right from the moment the sun comes up in the morning, from that moment already it's a zman of Avodah. So really, you should be doing Avoda right now. And Megillah comes and pushes back the Avoda. So how is the term Bittul being used? Bittul is not saying that the Avoda is going to be cancelled. Not at all. The Avoda is going to be delayed. But because at the time, the optimal time for the Avoda is being pushed off. Right, so there is an element of Bittul. The Shagas Ari even talks in the Turi Evan, I think, that there's an element of the of being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Zerizim Akdimi LeMitzvos. You bring the Vatel, right? And you can't get that back. You can do the Avodah a little bit later. The Avodah is going to happen. The mitzvah of the Avodah will be fulfilled. But there's a sense of Bittul simply because the optimal time for the Avodah is being lost. And the Avodah is being delayed. And that's also called Bittul. It's also called Bittul. If you could do something better and you did it not as good, that's a form of Bittul. That's a form of Bittul. There's a good Musar Var to think about in there. If Im Tomer concludes Tosfos, maybe you'll say, okay, so Megillah can be read when? The mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah Bayom can be read all day. The explicit Mishnah, Maseches Megillah. So if I have all day to read Megillah, and you're telling me Avodah maybe should start when? At the first sign of rays of light in the morning. So why not do the Avodah first and then do Megillah? V'im Tomar, V'yasu Avodosan Miyad V'achar Kach Yikra Megillah Liv Adam. Maybe you'll say the Kohanim should what? Should first do the Avodah, and then they'll have a smaller Kriyas Megillah just for Kohanim. Meaning they won't join the larger tzibur of Klal Yisrael for Kriyas HaMegillah. They're going to have their own, have their separate Kriyas HaMegillah after the Avodah. A smaller minion for Kohanim. Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, the Tov Likros Ema Tzibur, Bishum Dehave Tvei Persume Nisa. No, it's better. Persume Nisa is also something that we value. And therefore better they should go to hear Kriyas HaMegillah. Berov Am Hadras Melech, Persume Nisa. And then afterwards they'll do the Avodah. Ah, there's an element of Bittul. There's an element of cancelling the Avodah. Because you're delaying the Avodah? Okay, those are the trade-offs. That's what it means, Mevatlin Avodasan. Yeah?
Doesn't everyone do the Avodah though?
What do you mean everyone does the Avodah?
As in, I mean, it's the same thing like with Gavin, for example, it's saying like Basikin, right? It's better to go to Basikin, and then do another second, so it's supposed to be reading Megillah afterwards. But, I mean, the Kohanim do Avodah, and then, but the Gemara says it will be in the Duch of Yisrael by Amada.
So you're saying everyone has something to do in the morning.
Right, everyone's doing something.
Right.
So like after everyone's voted up. So then...
Yeah, but it's only a small percentage of Yisrael. It's, right? And even amongst Kohanim, it's a small percentage of Kohanim and Leviim. Right. Meaning most Jews, right, 96% of Klal Yisrael, are not going to be working in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. So you have massive gatherings of Kriyas HaMegillah. Again, I don't know what the Tzibur, I'm not sure Tosfos refers to the Tzibur, when all of Klal Yisrael is reading together. But the point is, if a Kohanim join the larger Tzibur, they could certainly be part of a bigger Persume Nisa Kriyas HaMegillah. If they wait till after the Avodah, and they just have a small Kohanim Bebeis HaMikdash Kriyas HaMegillah, it's going to be with much less Persume Nisa. Okay, so for that reason, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, we're mevatel the Avodah, we delay the Avodah, right? Mevatel here means delay the Avodah, in order to first hear Kriyas Megillah with a larger seer for Persume Nisa, and then afterwards, the Kohanim will get back to the Avodah, and they'll still be able to Mekayim the Mitzvah. Yeah?
So, why can't everyone wait until the...
Everyone should wait.
Yeah.
Why should they wait? Why should I wait, though? I mean, if I don't have an obligation to work in the Beis Hamikdash, so why should I wait?
I mean, A, because the Mishnah said that we commuted all day long.
And that's true, but when we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, we always want to do it as quickly as possible.
I know, but like to include the Kohanim so that they could do it, okay. So that they could do their Tepota first.
All right. And it's a suggestion, I hear. The Gemara obviously felt that it was more important that Megillah is so pressing that it will even cause this delay. So you're right. There's a sacrifice that's being made. We're going to learn, again, why does Megillah have such a kalach to create that bittul. But, okay, I hear what you're saying. Maybe all of Klai Yisrael should just wait. No one should read. And then the lay tzibur at large. Let the Kohanim do, after all, the Kohanim are shluchei tzibur, right? They're working for Klai Yisrael. So let's wait for them. Okay. I don't know. It's an interesting suggestion. It's an interesting suggestion. Now, what's the mashmos of Tosfos? So you could say that what's implied from Tosfos is, again, look what Tosfos said. V'alo achar kriya yesh har beishos lavoda. Meaning Tosfos is setting up the following scenario. You're going to be able to do kriyas ha-Megillah, and you're going to be able to do avodas beis ha-Mikdash. The only question is what? Which one comes first? What could you say that implies? What does it imply? It implies that if I could only do one, then certainly which one's going to come first? Avodah. Avodah is the Raisa, and Megillah is the Rabbana. The implication of Tosfos, again, for the fact that the Baalei Tosfos say that you'll have plenty of time to do the Avodah after, that's how Tosfos understood in the Havamina what the Bittul is. It sounds like Tosfos never entertained the possibility that you're totally Mevatel the Avodah for Mikra Megillah. So therefore, and this is how the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Reish Pei Zayin understood Tosfos, that Tosfos would never say that Megillah would cancel the Avodah. Again, the simple svara being that Avodah is Daraisa, and Mikra Megillah is only Darabana. And the only question that Tosfos was grappling with is why should Avodah even be delayed for Megillah? That's what the Baalei Tosfos were dealing with. Okay, v'lo acha kriya yesh har beishos l'avodah. Okay, so Megillah is important, and therefore Megillah has enough of a koach to delay the Avodah. But Tosfos was never considering the possibility that, again, that the Avodah would be cancelled by the Megillah. That's how the Beis Yosef understood this Tosfos. And we'll see in a few moments, the Shitas Haran is explicit like that. Again, this is a diuk in Tosfos. So the fact that Tosfos said, you're going to have time to do the Avodah afterwards, the implication is, you're only allowed to do Megillah before the Avodah, as long as I'm still going to have time to do the Avodah. But if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick the Avodah, which is the Araisa, over the Kriyas Megillah, which is the Rabbanah. That's how the Beis Yosef understood this Tosfos. The Taz, in Tav Reish Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Beis, is not so convinced that this is true. The Taz, we'll see later what his sheet is, but the Taz thinks that even within Tosfos is a little vague, that even within Tosfos you could argue that the Baalei Tosfos would agree that if I had to pick one mitzvah, Mikra Megillah or Avodah, I would still pick Mikra Megillah. You could argue that point within Tosfos. But we don't know enough yet to even go there. Okay, but this implication, again, of Tosfos, the Pashto sounds like the Beis Yosef, is said explicitly by the Ran in source number 4. The Ran, Adap Bezim, and Bezim, the Dap Erith, in the back of Maseches Megillah, says very clearly, Yisrael b'ma'amadon, right, first, what are the ma'amados? Omdin hayu al-karbano sibor b'shas ha-kravason, like it says in Maseches Tanis. Okay, so all of these groups, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, are all mevatel themselves to the Mikra Megillah. Shem mevatlin me'avodas nuvan l'shmua Mikra Megillah. Explains the Ram. Af al pishiyes shos b'yom la'avod avodah. Even though you could say that what there's plenty of time to do the avodah, va'acher kach likros. Maybe do the avodah first and then get the kriyas Megillah. There's plenty of time for both. Afilu hachi mevatlin me'avodas kedei l'shmua Megillah b'tzibur. Because of Pursuman Isa, just like Tosfos told us, first the Kohanim go to hear Megillah with the larger crowds, and then afterwards they come back to their Avodah. Okay, fine, but that's not what we came to see in the Ran. What did we come to see in the Ran? What it's bolded in the Ran. When does Megillah come before Avodah? Only if what? If there's definitely going to be enough time to complete the Avodah afterwards. Halav hachi vada in bavatun Avodah daraisi bishul Megillah darabanan. But if I had to pick one, if I only had enough time in the day to do one, there's no question, says the Ram, that Avodah, which is the Araisa, is going to come before Megillah, which is the Rabbana. Seems like an obvious cloud that the Ram is suggesting. If I have to pick one, the Araisa certainly trumps the Rabbana. The Ritva writes similarly, and he starts to explain the other way of looking at it. The Ritva in source 5, Ritva Megillah Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Hashem the Amrish Medina Medina Kray Yaseirahu, Mishpacha Mishpacha Lama Li. So he quotes the Gemara again. Right? What do I need? What do I need? Mishpachu, mishpacha to teach that all of the mishpachos of Klal Yisrael come to Kriyas and Megillah. Explains the Ritva where it's bolded. Perish. Kishishteihem lefanav. If I have two mitzvos in front of me, Megillah and something else, the afal pishei shows biyom laavod avodasam ulekro acharkach haMegillah. Maybe you'll say, like Tosfos said and the Ran said, that what? That first you should do the avoda and then do Megillah. They'll have a smaller Megillah reading. Now, it's interesting. Barov Am Hadras Melech is not exactly the same as Pursumei Nisa. But they're related. What the Ritva is saying is, again, the Kohanim should join the larger Tzibur, and they'll get back to their Avodah afterwards. There'll be time to finish the Avodah afterwards. Is there an element of Bittul? Tosfos told us there's an element of Bittul. You're delaying the Avodah. That's a form of Bittul. But you're still going to have time to do the Avodah afterwards. Let's start with Megillah, Rov Am Hadras Melech, Pursume Nisa, fine. V'hachi mashma lishna, deba'in lishmoa mikra Megillah. And that's what's implied, ba'in lishmoa mikra Megillah, that they have to come to hear the Megillah. They interrupt the Avodah temporarily. V'nirin dvar, didavka b'shiacholim lachsor lavodasan, halav hachi lo. Just like the Ran. When do we say that Megillah comes before Avodah? As long as I still have a chance to get back to the Avodah afterwards, I'm able to mashlim the Avodah. But if I'm not going to have a chance to get back to the Avodah, again, if I'm not going to be able to do both, so what do I choose, says the Ritva? You choose the Avodah. Avodah is daraisa, Megillah is merely the Rabbana. So says the Ritva, I know what you're going to ask me. The Gemara goes on Daf Gimel Amud Beis and says the following: Amada Amrina Lakam on Gimel Amud Beis, Avoda Umikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif. So what does the Gemara mean on Gimel Amud Beis when it says that Megillah is greater, is Adif, is greater than the Avoda? In what sense is it greater? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, right? Based on our Gemara from Gimel Amud Aleph, in what sense is Megillah greater? Says the Ritva, I'll tell you what it means. It's greater. It doesn't mean it's greater than if I have to pick one, I pick Megillah over Avoda. Why would I not pick Megillah over Avodah? Because Megillah is only Darabanan. And Avodah is Daraisa. So in what sense does the Gemara mean that Megillah is Adif? It means, Hainu, says the Ritva, it's bolded, Demakdamina Mikra Megillah Kadei Lekrosa B'Tzibur. It's Adif in the sense that when I arrange them on the morning of Purim, which one should I do first? Megillah is Adif. Megillah comes first. Because of Pursumei Nisa. So Megillah has a certain advantage over Avodah. But again, if I have to pick one or the other, says the Ritva, I'm not picking the Megillah over the Avodah. Okay, and he goes on, he quotes the next part of the Gemara, which says, Samchu shel beis rabbi shemavat l'talmud Torah, uvan l'kro mikra Megillah, perish, kedei l'kro sebetzibur. Again, one has to close his Gemara. Even if he says, well, I'll stay in my beis medrash, we'll have our own Megillah reading here. So we say, no, you have to join the largest shul in your town to hear Kriyas and Megillah. There's a lot of interesting questions. We're not going to get into it 100% today, but there's a lot of interesting questions about this. Meaning, let's say you're in a shul that normally has three or four minyanim on Shabbos. So you can't fit everyone into necessarily the main shul. Or maybe you could, but it's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be crowded. Does everyone have to come together for one Megillah reading? Is there an inyan? Do I have to find the biggest shul I can get to and go there for Kriyas and Megillah because of Rov Am Hadras Melech or Pursumei Nisa? Should all of the shuls, right, in my neighborhood get together and rent out like a massive space and just everyone come together for one communal Kriyas Megillah? Asadev says, yeah, why not? It's a good idea. Maybe it is a good idea. Okay, but the post can grapple with that. Right, let's say I daven Vasikin. And Vasikin minion is going to have a smaller minion than, let's say, the 8 o'clock shachris followed by Kriyas Megillah. So is it better to go to the 8 o'clock shachris with the larger Megillah reading, or is it better to daven Vasikin? So I saw in the Pesachim of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he says, no, you should daven Vasikin. But again, these are things that the poskim are grappling with. Right? How do we actualize this in a practical way to get the biggest sibur? Okay? But either way, coming back to our Gemara, where Mevatel Torah for Kriyas Megillah means, if you're sitting in a small base medrash, and let's say there is sort of a communal Kriyas Megillah, so you'll say, listen, our little chevra over here will stay here and read Kriyas Megillah. The truth is, Megillah B'zmana, you can even read it without a minion. So maybe a person could say, I'm going to sit, I have a little base medrash in my house, I'm going to stay in my room, I'm not going to waste my time going to that noisy Megillah reading with all those kids in their costumes, I'm going to stay here and read the Megillah by myself. So the Gemara says, no, you're not. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Van Nishma Mikra Megillah, says the Ritva Lekrosa Betzibur. The Ein Sarach Lomer Shemavatlin Torasan Legamri, Mibnei Mikra Megillah. And when we say that we're Mevatl Torah, it means yes, you are going to lose out on some Torah time. The Mikra Megillah Mitzvah Overas Hayom. Because we have a general principle when it comes to Torah versus a mitzvah. You can never say, Oseg Mitzvah Patur Min a Mitzvah when a person's learning. You can't say I'm learning, so therefore I'm not going to do the mitzvah. I'm too busy learning Maseches Megillah that I don't have time to come to Kriyas Megillah. You can't say such a thing. It would be a total perversion of the tachlis of learning. Learn in order to do. So says the Ritva, yes, you're going to lose out on some of your learning time on Purim. V'tam Torah Efshar L'Machar. You'll get back to your learning tomorrow. U'kashem Shemavat L'mivnei Tefila L'chol Adam. Just like a person who's learning has to stop learning to daven. U'mivnei Kriyashma. And even a person who learns to such a degree that he's called that Torah is his profession, who doesn't, the Gemara says, have to interrupt his learning for tefillah, but he must still interrupt to at least say Kriya Shema. So to hear, the Mishum Persume Nisa, Asu Kriya Shema de Araisa. Says the Ritva, this is like Kriya Shema de Araisa. Persume Nisa gives it an elevated status. And therefore, close your Gemara and go to Kriyas Megillah. Now, look at the Ritva writes in the last two lines. V'yesh mefarshim. Some want to explain that mevatlan avodasan legamri. Now, we're seeing for the first time a different sheet than the Rishon. Until now, we saw that what if I have to pick avoda or Megillah, what do I pick?
Avoda.
Why? Zaraisa. It trumps the Derabana. Now, for the first time, we're seeing that, you know what it means? That Megillah is adif. You know what it means? Mevatlin avoda. Not like Toso said, that we're just pushing back the avoda. But now says the Ritva, B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, Mevatlin avodas legamri. We uproot the avoda completely. Afilu kisha ein shalos b'yom. Lachter l'avodasa. Let's say now, it's a question of, for whatever reason, you haven't heard Megillah yet, and the Kohanim are deciding, should we bring the carbon tamid shalvein arvayim, as the sun is starting to wind down, or should we go to Kriyas Megillah? Yesh Mefarshim, says the Ritva, some say, forget the carbon tamid shalvein arvayim that day. Avodah's cancelled. So now, what's the question? Deraisa versus Derabana, right? How am I going to get around the fact that Megillah is only Derabanan, and Avodah is Deraisa? So the Ritva gives us the answer to that question. And it's something we touched on last week in Ksubas. The Chachamim Yecholim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa. The Chacham have the ability at times to circumvent the Torah. The Chacham can say, based on the Gemara in Yevamah Staf Tzadi, that even though there's a mitzvah d'araisa in front of you, you can refrain from doing the d'araisa. Right? You can mevatel a mitzvah d'araisa b'sheva al tasa. I'm not going to get involved with that. And I'm going to be oseik in kriyas megillah, which is d'rabbanan. The rabbis have an authority to do such a thing. So now, who does the Ritva side with? Who does he prefer? So he concludes in the last four words, ve'eino mechuvar. And this shita does not make sense to me. It doesn't seem to be the correct, clear opinion. Elokid Amran. Rather, like I said earlier, just like the Ran said, just like Toso seems to say, that what? That you would never cancel the avoda for Megillah, which is the Rabbah. Okay, this is the Yesh Mefarshim that the Ritva presents. Who else holds this way? Where else do we find, right? Yesh Mefarshim. Some hold this way. Do we find any other sources? So the truth is, if you look in Tosos, on Gimel Amud Aleph, back in Maseches Megillah, the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, puts one of his little circles, right? And he tells you, on the side of the Gemara, he says, you should look in the Piskei Tosvos in Maseches Erechim, Os Chaf. Now the truth is, in our Piskei Tosvos, it's printed in Os Yud Tes. It's clear which Os he was referencing. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, go look in the Piskei Tosvos in Erechim. Okay. So if Rabbi Kiva Eger tells you to look in the Piskei Tosvos in Erechim, so you go and you look in the Piskei Tosvos in Maseches Erechim. What do you find over there? What does it say over there?
What I'm just counting for audience of Chai.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Do a mitzvah. Thank you very much.
I have no small bills yet.
We'll work it out. What do you got? Hundreds? Okay, Shkoyach, thank you very, very much. So the Piskei Tosfos in Erechim says the following. Kohanim b'avodasan, u'levim b'duchdan, v'yisrael b'ma'amadan, mevatlin likros megillah afilu over zman ha'karban. You see? Afilu over zman ha'karban. Meaning, even if you're going to miss out on the avoda, Megillah is more important. Why? So again, the Ritva gave us a svaro. Maybe it's because the rabbis have the ability to uproot something to Araisa, B'Sheva, Altasa. Maybe Persume Nisa is what's driving the koach of the Megillah. But we have such an idea in the Pisgei Tosfos that again, we would cancel the avoda completely for Mikra Megillah. Now, what did I tell you earlier? The Beis Yosef learned our Tosfos as not saying like this. So according to the Beis Yosef, Tosfos and Megillah Gimel Amud Aleph and the Pisgei Tosfos and Erechin don't agree with each other. Now I don't know enough about the Balei Tosfos, and I don't know who wrote the Pisgei Tosfos enough to know if that's a significant thing. But I mentioned to you that the Taz learns our Tosfos differently. According to the Taz, you could actually line up our Tosfos with the Pisgei Tosfos. Again, I don't know if that's a point that's even worth emphasizing, because I'm not sure what the nature of Pisgei Tosfos is. I don't know how it was written. And I don't know if the Pisgei Tosfos in Erechin is supposed to line up with the Tosfos in Maseches Megillah that it's clearly referencing. It's clear that Pisgei Tosfos is referencing that Tosfos in Megillah. But again, I don't know if this is something that we have to necessarily force the Shitos to align. But again, we do see that there are Mefarshim, there are Rishonim, who understood that Mevatlin Avoda means a complete bittul of the Avoda. That Megillah will trump the Avoda 100%. Okay, so this is the Machlokas that we have at this point. You have the Ran, you have the Ritva, you have the Beis Yosef's understanding of Tosfos, that all seem to suggest that Avoda, if I have to pick one, Avoda will come over Megillah. And then we have the Yesh Mefarshim in the Ritva, and we have the Pisgei Tosfos, and we have the Taz's understanding of our Tosfos, that suggests that no, the Megillah would be Docha Avoda even Legamre. The Megillah would trump the Avoda, even if it meant the Avoda has to be cancelled completely. Okay. Obviously, if you want to study any Sugya and Halacha, you can't learn a sugya without studying the Shita of the Rambam. You can't, right? That's a halacha. That itself is a halacha. You need to learn the Rambam. So the Rambam commenting on this sugya adds one other nekuda, which is related, and it helps us to move forward in understanding the sugya. The Rambam comments as follows: the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, which we mentioned earlier, right, discusses this one versus that, Megillah versus Avoda, Megillah versus Talmud Torah. Right? Then the Gemara says, what about Megillah versus Mace Mitzvah? So we know the answer to the first two. Megillah versus Avoda. On Gimel Amud Aleph, we said, Megillah beats Avoda. Megillah versus Talmud Torah. We know the answer. Gimel Amud Aleph. Megillah beats Torah. Right? Megillah versus Mace Mitzvah. No? What do we say? So the Gemara says, Mace Mitzvah is Adif. Mace Mitzvah is Adif. Now, how did we understand the word adif before? What did the Ritva tell us? Adif was just a question of which one comes first. So maybe when we say meis mitzvah adif, it simply means that for all other mitzvos, Megillah comes first. Megillah comes before any other mitzvah. Megillah comes before avoda. Megillah comes before learning Torah. Right? Maybe when it comes to meis mitzvah, I reverse the order. That if I have a meis mitzvah to deal with, and I have priyas and Megillah, and it might mean that I'm going to miss the big Kriyas Megillah B'tzibur. I'm still going to have a chance to do Kriyas Megillah, let's assume. So maybe Meis Mitzvah, because of Kavod Brios, comes first. The Gemara says that Meis Mitzvah is Adif, but exactly how that plays out is what we're trying to figure out. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Source 7 says as follows. First part, everything we would expect. Kriyas Megillah B'zmana, Mitzvah Saseh Midivrei Sofer. V'advarim Yiduim Shehita Kanas Neviyah. V'akol Chayavim B'kriyasa Anashim V'nashim V'geirim Avadim B'shachrarim. Okay, all typical things so far. Now he gets into our sugya. Now at this point we don't know what bittul means according to the Rambam. Does bittul mean that we would cancel the avoda completely, or does bittul mean that we merely delay the avoda? That everything is pushed aside from Mikra Megillah. Again, I still don't know what pushed aside means. Pushed aside completely? Pushed aside temporarily? The only thing that pushes Megillah out of the way is Meis Mitzvah. What does that mean? Explains the Rambam. Says the Rambam, if you encounter a Meis Mitzvah, what's the halacha? You bury the mace first, and then you get back to Kriyas Megillah. So using that parallel, so what did the Rambam mean up to this point? So by the Avoda, it's the opposite. First you read the Megillah, The after kach, you do the avoda. So you could argue that the Rambam is like the Ran, is like the Ritva. That again, if it's only a question of kedima, it's only a question of which one comes first. In the hierarchy of mitzvos, what comes first? Megillah comes before everything, as long as there's time to do both. With one exception, Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah, we reverse the order. Right? There's still time to do both, Rambam is assuming. That's the case he's dealing with. But you just reverse the order. Meis Mitzvah comes before Megillah because of Kavod HaBrios. If that's true, then the Rambam again would agree that Megillah does not override Avodah. If I have to pick one, the Rambam's Lashon is only Tchila V'Acher Kach. Rambam is only setting up for us the order of the mitzvos. He's not telling us what will push aside the other. Push comes to shove. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, in source 8, in Tafresh Pezayin, he quotes from the Mizrahi, who mentions the Shita of the Ran, and he says, yes, I think the Rambam is like the Shita of the Ran. V'chein nira gam midirei Rambam. Just like the Ran said, that if I have to pick one mitzvah, Avodah or Megillah, Avodah wins because it's the Raisa. Perhaps the Rambam felt that way as well. Shekos of chutz v'meis mitzvah, she'ein lo kovrin, she'apogeya bo kovro batchila, v'achar kach kore. He's medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Mizrahi is medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam talks about what? Tchila and achar kach. What comes first? What comes second? The Rambam is not telling us, right? And his shtika koda, his silence is his admission, that what? That if I had to pick one, it was a no-brainer that what? That I picked the Daraisa over the Darabana. Says the Mizrahi Ritzboldin, the mashma iika shows in, as long as there's time to do both, then great. V'ilo, lo. The imlo kein v'achar kach kore lamale. Why did the Rambam have to write achar kach kore, if not to make this point? That's what the Mizrahi is explaining in Shitas Rambam. So the Beis Yosef explains it even more clearly. The kach perish dvar. This is what the Mizrahi meant. Kev anshar Rambam savor. Shemash amru de meis mitzvah mikra megillah. Meis mitzvah adif. When the Gemara says, meis mitzvah versus megillah, which one is adif? How did the Mizrahi understand that? Hu le'inyan kedima. He understood it the way that the Ritva understood it. The question the Gemara is dealing with is what comes first. It's not that the Megillah is going to be entirely cancelled for Meis Mitzvah, it's just that we're changing the order. That in this case, Meis Mitzvah comes first and Megillah comes second. Im kein hu adin. Kishamru mevatlin avodasin b'shvil mikra Megillah. So, in the first part of the Rambam, we'll say the same thing. The Rambam is just putting things in the proper order. It's not a question of one canceling the other. Lo bitul mamish kam. The Rambam is not saying that Megillah would push aside the Avodah completely. El kadima. It's only a question of what comes first. So just to be clear, Shitas Rambam, we're dealing with a few different points here. We're dealing first with the question of what comes first and what comes second. What would we actually say? If I, according to the Rambam, the implication is that Avodah versus Megillah, perhaps Avodah would win. What would I say in the case of Meis Mitzvah? Let's say I take the Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim in the Ritva, that Megillah actually cancels the Avodah completely. So is there a Halamina that maybe Megillah would override Meis Mitzvah? Is there a possibility that Megillah could, if there's a Meis Mitzvah, is it possible that Megillah is the better choice than Meis Mitzvah? The answer is certainly not. Right, the Magen Avraham is very clear, and the Taz is very clear, and everyone's very clear that Meis Mitzvah is one of the most important things that we have. And Meis Mitzvah, if I have to choose between Meis Mitzvah or Megillah, Meis Mitzvah for sure wins. When might I operate, when might I flip the order a little bit? Let's say I have the following scenario. Sun is setting, I have a Meis Mitzvah, and I have Megillah. So when did the Rambam say that Meis Mitzvah comes before Megillah if there's time for both? If there's not time for both, then maybe what? Megillah, I'm running out of time. Meis Mitzvah, I can do it after Megillah. Even after the sun sets. You can bury Meis Mitzvah at night. So therefore, in such a case, Megillah would come first. As long as the maize is still going to be able to be buried, right? If you're concerned that abandoning the maize to go daven Ma'ariv, the Taz and the Magen Avraham said maybe a robber is going to come and steal the body, this dead body, and sell its body parts. So then, of course, you can't abandon the Meis Mitzvah. So if it's one or the other, there's no question Meis Mitzvah comes over Megillah. But if it's a question of getting Megillah in before time runs out, Megillah would come before Meis Mitzvah. And if I have plenty of time to do both, that's where the Rambam gives us the order, that's where the Gemara gives us the order, Meis Mitzvah Adif. In best case scenario, Meis Mitzvah would come before Mikra Megillah. As opposed to every other mitzvah, where Megillah would come before all the other mitzvahs. Okay, fine. How do we pass in Halacha L'Maisa? Let's get down to the actual Halacha. In source number 9, Orachayim Tofresh Pezayin Siv Beis Mevat Letalmud Torah Lishvoa Mikra Megillah Kavachomer Lishar Mitzvah Shal Torah Shekulam Nidchim Bibnei Mikra Megillah She'ein Lecha Dabar She'nidcha Mikra Megillah Mipanav Chutz Mimeis Mitzvah She'ein Lo Kovrim Kol Tzarko Kedei Tzarko. Mikra Megillah pushes aside everything with the exception of Meis Mitzvah that doesn't have a proper amount of people to bury him. Shapogeya Bo Kovrot Tchila Ve'achar Kach Korei. Again, straight out of the Rambam. Again, it sounds like you're not mevatel anything completely for Mikra Megillah. But again, it's not 100% clear from the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah makes it very clear. The Ramah says, based on the Ran, explicit, V'chol zeh lo mayri, ela b'di'ika shos lasos shteyan. The Ran says, and the Ramah paskins this way. Okay, we're talking halacha l'maisa now. If I have a choice between a mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Megillah, and I can only do one, what should I do? If I can do both, Megillah comes first. That's clear. But if I can only do one, what's the halacha? Says the Ramah, you know what the halacha is? If I can't do both, avalim e efshar laso shteyan, ein shum mitzvah d'oraisa nidches mibnei mikra Megillah. Okay? And you see in the parentheses, he's quoting from the Ran, the Beis Yosef explaining Tosfos, right? Revelio Mizrahi, all the shittos we just saw. Okay? So according to the Ramah passing like the Ran, like the Ritva, like Tosfos is understood by the Beis Yosef, the Megillah would not override a mitzvah d'oraisa. But there were Rishonim who held differently, and there are Achronim who paskin differently. In the Mishnah Berurah, in source number 10, just to give you a sikum of the shitos, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Ein shom mitzvah d'oraisa nidches," explaining the Ramah, why is no mitzvah d'oraisa pushed aside? Rabbeinu Shem Mikra Megillah, who rocked with the Rabbanon. The basic svara that we saw up to this point, why is it that Mikra Megillah can't override another mitzvah? Because Megillah is the Rabbanon, and these other mitzvahs are the d'oraisa. That's the psak of the Ramah, and it makes a lot of sense. But as I told you earlier, the Taz and a whole group of other Achronim disagree. The Taz brings b'shem the Rashal, the Maharshal, right, Shlomo Luria, and the Bach, Ditamid Mikra Megillah Kodem Mishum Persume Nisa. Vagra Bibiuro Gamkein Sover Hafi. So now we're getting into a real Machlokas Aposkin. The Ramah paskins that you would never cancel a Daraisa for a Darabana. But the Taz comes along and says there's a whole bunch of Achronim and a whole bunch of Rishonim even, as we saw, the Piskei Tosfos, the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Ritva, who hold that what? That Megillah can hold its own against the Daraisa. What ability does it have to fight off a Daraisa? The Taz says, maybe it's Mishum Persume Nisa. We saw earlier in the Ritva, maybe it's because of Chacham Yecholim Lakor Darman Torah B'Shei Va'al Tase. And the Taz adds one more point. Okay, so we have really three points. We'll see the third one in a second. Three reasons why Megillah could trump a Daraisa. Again, let's just review them. Either it's Persume Nisa. Persume Nisa gives Megillah an elevated status that it'll even push aside a Daraisa. Or it's the technicality that we can use the principle of Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim Lakor Dabar Min HaTorah. Meaning, the rabbis have the ability to tell us, ignore a Daraisa. Not violate a Daraisa, but ignore a Daraisa and focus on a Darabanan. Rabbis have the authority to do such a thing. But there's a third way to look at it. And that's what the Taz writes in Source 11. What else gives Megillah an elevated status? Says the Taz, U'mashakosav Haran, da'avoda Daraisa, u'megillah Darabanan. Again, this is the basic svara that the Ramah and those Rishonim were working with. That how could it be that a Daraisa is pushed aside for a lowly Darabanan like Megillah? Says the Taz, it's not a lowly Darabanan. Yesh Lomar, Dihi Divrei Kabbalah. Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. What's Divrei Kabbalah as opposed to a regular Darabanan? Divrei Kabbalah means something that's a part of Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Divrei Kabbalah means it was something that was created through Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Besula Nisei Slema Ravi. Besula Nisei Slema Ravi, what we're learning in Ksuvis, right, is a Gezerah Darabanan. Is a Takana Darabanan. Those terms are not exactly interchangeable. But it's coming from a rabbinic, man-made institution. As opposed to something which what? Which was not found in the Torah, but there was a haskama from on high. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu l'malu v'ashikiblu l'mata, the Gemara says. Right? The Beis Din HaShemayim signed off on it. Divrei Kabbalah. Shekaimelen Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah. And we hold that Divrei Kabbalah has an elevated status in many regards k'divrei Torah. And therefore, says the Taz, yes, Mikra Megillah can go up against the big guns. It can take on a Daraisa. Because it's not just a Dirabanan, it's Dirai Kabbalah. Now, I'll just point out, and I wrote it down for you in the footnote, the Ran's Shita is a little complicated on this. Because there's a Ran at the end of the second parak of Tanis, where the Ran says that Megillah is not considered Divrei Kabbalah. Now, most Rishonim treat Megillah as Divrei Kabbalah, meaning it was given Baruch HaKodesh. The Ran's Shita, which we're not going to go into in a second, but the Ran's Shita over there at the end of the second parak of Tanis, is that Megillah is not Divrei Kabbalah. So the Ran, the Shitaso, could say back to the Taz, you're telling me that Megillah can fight off the Doraita because it's Divrei Kabbalah. The Ran will say, I don't hold this Divrei Kabbalah. But the Ran's Shita is a little bit complicated, because the Ran and Megillah is mashma not that way. Okay, so that's why I wrote in this footnote over here at Tzarchim exactly what the Shita of the Ran is. Does the Ran treat Megillah as Divrei Kabbalah? If he does, then the Taz has a very strong point. If the Ran doesn't hold it as Divrei Kabbalah for whatever reason, so then there's more room to negotiate. Let me just finish the Taz, then I'll take your comments. Okay, so again, if you have something that's Divrei Kabbalah, then it's Kedivrei Torah, and he references the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam by Tzom Gedalia. V'alkein shapir amrina tidche avoda. And therefore, says the Taz, it can push aside the avoda. The Doraisa avoda can be pushed aside completely. And therefore, the Taz gives the following scenario to conclude. E mikri de lo nasis avoda, ad shah ketana kodim chalos shir shalah. Let's say now it's down to the wire. The time for a particular avoda is running out. And the time for Megillah is running out. V'yesh lefan of mikra of Megillah. Ein achanami. De Megillah dochas avoda legamri. The Taz paskins that it pushes it aside completely. Part of his proof is the comparison to Talmud Torah, by the way. Right, the Gemara's next statement. The fact is, when a person stops learning to go hear Megillah, so he's abandoning that opportunity to learn in that moment completely. So too, says the Taz, when you're abandoning the Avodah for Megillah, you're abandoning it completely. So again, we have three basic ways that we can force this Megillah status up a little bit. We can say, Pursume Nisa lifts it up to take on a Daraisa. You can say it's Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore it can take on a Daraisa. Or you can use the more soft approach of Yesh Koch Be'ad Cham Lakar Dar Min HaTorah. Megillah is not that strong on its own, but the rabbis have the ability to ignore Daraisa and push us in the direction of a Darabah. Okay, Rav Dave, what do you want to say?
Two things. Just to support Todd, when he said Divrei Kabbalah, Mar Megillah says that it's from that it gets the whole element of...
Yeah, Baruch HaKodesh.
Yeah.
Right, Megillah Dav Zion, yeah.
Right, exactly. So that's A.
That's so again, what does Taz's Shita on Purim and Megillah, do we view it as something as Divrei Kabbalah or more of just a classic Derabanan, is an interesting question. But you're right. The Pashtus is, that's why most Rishonim don't even entertain it. The Pashtus is, you have not only Megillah Dav Zion, you have a Gemara at the end of Makos, you have other Gemaras that indicate that Megillah is certainly Baruch HaKodesh.
Right. And then also, if not a Voda, but like in the Talmud Torah, you're not following Talmud Torah from Megillah. Reading Megillah is Talmud Torah.
Oh, that's our next question. We're going there right in 2 seconds after Eitan asks his question or makes his point.
Is it just Persume? Are we saying that Persume is going to override the rest, or only Divrei Kabbalah plus Persume Nisa would override?
Right, the Taz brings both. At the end, he makes it sound like Persume Nisa alone could carry the day.
If it's Divrei Kabbalah, something that's not Divrei Kabbalah, would Persume Nisa be able to...
Right, so I'm not sure, yeah?
Divrei Kabbalah status of all Persume?
I think so.
So any...
We're going to see a Rashi. There's a Rashi in Chul and a Kofan at Zion that makes it sound that way, yeah.
So
Rashi and Baba Kama also.
It's saying that because it says in Megillah that you should read it, so therefore it says, it's not just that Megillah is
Derek Kabbalah. Right, it says the Kriyas on Megillah, right, is higher than a regular, right.
So any Sibui which is found in Nath has the same status as a Daraisa?
It has a closer status to a Daraisa. Has a closer step, yeah. That which is found in Nach, which is written with Ruach HaKodesh, is closer to a Doraisa than, again, compared to a regular rabbinic institution, Gezeirah or Takana. That's what we're saying. Okay? Okay, Dave, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's exactly where we're going now. Because let's come back to the Gemara itself. Okay, so we worked through the Shitas Rishonim and the Poskim, right? Based on the Gemara's first statement of Mevatlin Avoda, Uvan Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Okay, but we haven't really addressed the most basic question that we might want to ask when we talk about Mevatlin Torah for Kriyas Megillah. What do you mean Mevatlin Torah for Kriyas Megillah? What's the Chiddush here? So first of all, the Torah writes, I put this in just to show you, just to help us appreciate the importance of Torah. Right? The Torah says something, and it's obvious to us, but it's an important point. In Source 12, the Torah says, Sarech Adam Lizar Shalol Levatel Kriyasa. Megillah is a very important thing, and you need to take it seriously. Because look how much power it has. The Torah wants us to appreciate what we're sacrificing here. You're giving up Talmud Torah Keneged Kula for a mitzvah derabbanan. Even if you want to call it Divrei Kabbalah, even if you want to call it Pursumei Nisa, even if you want to tell me the rabbis have a way to pull it off, you should call it Be'at Chachamim. But realize what we're giving up here. Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. You're mevatlin it for Kriyas Megillah. So therefore you need to take it seriously. Okay. It's a powerful statement that the Torah is making. And he wants us to appreciate the sacrifice that's taking place here. But the truth is, it's not such a big chiddush. What's the chiddush here? Whenever I have Lima Torah versus a mitzvah, what wins? The mitzvah wins. The Gemara Moed Katan and Daf Tes sets up the rule that if it's a mitzvah that it's e'efshar lasos ayidei achirim, if it's a mitzvah that can't be done by someone else, so my chiyuv to your Megillah cannot be done by someone else. So the rule is we always say that you have to stop learning in order to go do. We don't say osik b'mitzvah patur min a mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. The Stipler Gaon has a famous piece in his writings where he gives several shittos in the Rishonim why that is, but the basic svar is because it's ridiculous. I'm going to sit and learn about a lulav instead of shaking a lulav. I can't come outside to shake. I can't come to the sukkah to sit in the sukkah because I'm learning about hilchos sukkah. Always a mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. So it's an absurd perversion of Torah. So we always stop. We always stop learning in order to do. So that this Gemara itself is not such a chiddush, even with the Torah statement, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Okay, enachanami. But we always stop learning in order to do. But what's even more surprising about this Gemara, and the question that should bother us, is exactly what Dave asked, which is what? Which is, what do you mean by Vatlin Talmud Torah, Uvan Lishma Mikra Megillah? Is Megillah itself not Talmud Torah? Is Megillah not Torah? Divrei Kabbalah, right? It's part of Tanakh. Okay, the Gemara does discuss it. The Gemara had a mean, maybe it shouldn't be part of Tanakh, maybe it should be part of Tanakh. In the end, it's part of Tanakh, it's Torah. So what do you mean, Mavatlin Talmud Torah, Uvan Lishro Mikra Megillah? So we'll start with a very practical answer to your question, which I'm sure some of you could be machavi to. What's the practical answer? What's the obvious practical answer? The Aruch HaShulchan brings it. Other Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara bring it as well. Merami's to it at least. What's the practical answer? What's the Bittul Torah?
Getting to Shul.
Getting to Shul is the Bittul Torah. Waiting for everyone to quiet down, for Megillah to start, is the Bittul Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Source 13, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Val Lishmo Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, V'afilu Talmud Torah Derabim Mevatlin. We would even say, if there's a large amount of people learning, we're Mevatl it for Kriyas Megillah. As the Yerushalmi explains, Mevatlin Beis Havad Lishmo Mikra Megillah, and Beis Havad is a makom of Talmud Torah Derabim. The only Talmud Torah Derabim that wouldn't be bottled for Megillah is if all of Klai Yisrael was learning. That's the Gemara seems to say, and the poskim seem to understand. If everyone was learning, if all of Klal Yisrael was learning, then we wouldn't have to stop for Kriyas Megillah. Okay, but that's not obviously happening. So even if you're part of a base measure of thousands of people, you have to stop for Kriyas Megillah. We're Mevatlin Talmud Torah Derab. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, what is the Bittul Torah? Megillah certainly in itself, in its own right, is considered Torah study. Mikol Makom Ahiluch. The walking to shul, the adzmanchias asvu kolam, and the gathering of the people, the aschilu likros megillah, the waiting around for Megillah to start, have a bittul Torah. That's bittul Torah. That's bittul Torah. Now you'll say, what do you mean? Why can't I get up out of my seat in the base medrash, and as I'm walking to shul, I can be chazuring over the shakla v'taya, and when I get to the shul, as I'm waiting for Megillah to start, I can take out my pack of mishnayos, right? Okay, but there's a sense of bittul, and it's not everyone is able to do that, to be driving in their car to shul, and be concentrating on their learning as if they were sitting undisturbed in the base medrash. So the bittul Torah is what? Is the time that a person's waiting around for Megillah to start, the walking to shul, and that's a practical answer of mevatlin. The kriya itself is not bittul Torah. Create itself is Torah. Yeah.
He's telling that any time you're walking, like going to Torah, that's considered bittul Torah. Anytime.
Right, so that's also an interesting question. That's
it's like you have to walk.
Right,
like,
right. Walking there is bittul Torah. Well, I was learning, I stopped learning, and now I'm going to start learning again. So how do I view that in between time? Yeah. So you'll tell me, what do you mean? It's a Hechsher Mitzvah.
Like, sure like
it's a Hechsher Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, it's a fair question. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Aren't they reading the Megillah in that room where you're learning?
So maybe yes, maybe no. Right? Meaning we're saying that maybe ideally everyone should be gathering to the larger place. So if you're a part of a small kollel, and now you have to close your gemaras during afternoon seder and go to the local shul to be part of the tzibur, I assume there's one big base knesses in that town, and you have a little offshoot of a kollel, we have enough of a minyan, you normally daven over there, but now Purim demands of you to come to the big shul. Okay, so that's the bissel tzav. Yeah? Rebel? Yeah.
Also, doesn't it say in Sukkah when it talks about osimus Purim mitzvah, that like the two times they were they're on the road to visit the Rebbe and they didn't sleep in the Sukkah because it was osimus Purim mitzvah.
Right.
Because it's a mitzvah, even in the walking to go.
Right, but the hiluch itself is walking. Yeah. Walking to shul is part of the mitzvah of going to shul. Yeah. So it's a good question.
If you're just walking to shul, you're walking to the Sukkah.
You're on your way to Mekayim mitzvah. Yeah. It's a good point. Okay. So let's see some other answers. If we don't like the Aruch HaShulchan, we think it's practical, but maybe it's not 100% halachically true. Again, we have to discuss that. He certainly knew more than any of us. But we're entitled to question. So let's see. The Rosh Hashanah gives two other answers. The Rosh Hashanah is found in the back of your Gemara. Right? Mesechta Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. He gives two answers, very interesting. He says, what does it mean? Mavat and Talmud Torah, Uvan L'Shmo Mikra Megillah. Zichurani Shereisi B'Tshuvas Beis Aleph. What's Tshuvas Beis Aleph? Anyone want to take a stab at it? Tshuvas, I saw in the Tshuvas Beis Aleph, Sheneskasha Mai Bitul Torah Shayach Bezeh. The Beis Ephraim. Shalos and Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. Who was the Beis Ephraim? Rephaim Zalman Margolius. Rephaim Zalman Margolius was actually a businessman, if I'm not mistaken. I've heard of Shechter speak about him on numerous occasions. But he was a person who was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Chaber Svan. I own his writings. Shalos and Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. There's another volume it comes with. I forget what it's called. In more like Musar. Very, very interesting. A big Torah giant. So Rephaim Zalman Margolius in the Beis Ephraim discusses this question. And the Rosh Hashanah says, I remember seeing once that he dealt with this question. I'm going to give you my own two answers. I'll come back in a second. I'll tell you what the Beis Ephraim... I attempted to put the Tshuva in. It's a little bit lengthy, so I took it out. But I'll tell you what the Beis Ephraim says in a minute. But let's see what the Rosh Hashanah says. But he was over to this question from the Beis Ephraim. Right? The Rosh Hashanah lived in Vilna. He says, I heard about this question that the Beis Ephraim printed in his Tshuvos. It's an Orach Chaim, Simon Samach Zayin, and Samach Ches. That's where he has these Tshuvos. So he said, I was curious about this question. What's the Bittul Torah? Is it Mikra Megillah, also Talmud Torah? Well, Anias Daiti, I'll give you the following two answers. Miyushav al piyam avur b'shulchan aruch yoredeya reish mem vav si'if gimel. B'med devar mamurim b'chulu ayin sham. Okay, so you're not going to figure out what the Rosh Hashanah is talking about unless you're actually B'med devar mamurim ayin sham. So let's actually look in yoredeya reish mem vav. It's actually in Sif Dalid, not in Sif Gimel, but let's take a look. It says in Source 15, Chayiv Adam L'Shalish Limuda. A person has to be a balanced Jew. When it comes to learning Torah, we have to try to strike a balance in our day. What does that mean? Shlish b'Torah shebichsav. Dainu ha'arba v'esrim. I spend a third of my day studying Torah shebichsav, namely the 24 books of Tanakh. Shlish b'mishnah. What's the definition of mishnah? Dainu Torah shebal peh. Upei rushe Torah shebichsav b'chlalze. When you learn Rashi on Chumash, that's called mishnah. That's what Rashi says. That's called mishnah. Right? Because you're learning an in-depth commentary of Torah Shavasad. That's called Mishnah. Shlish b'Talmud, a third of your day is spent on Talmud. What does that mean? Hainu? Shiyavin v'yasil achris davar mirishiso. Talmud means I try to take the knowledge that I have and I try to build off of that to create new Torah ideas. V'yadam davar ledavar, right? Davar mitoch davar. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch at the end of that halacha, b'med devar mamur meretz bolded. When does a person that divide up his day? A third. B'tchilas limudel shel adam. When a person is just getting started in Lima Torah. So you have to divide your day up. A third of the day on Tanakh, a third of the day on Mishnah, a third of the day on Talmud. Right? Or what maybe we call Gemara. Truth is, what we call Gemara is probably in the category of Mishnah. So that's only at the beginning of one's learning process. Aval, kishiyagdil b'Torah, v'lo yehei tzarech lomo Torah shebachsav. But once you've memorized all of Tanakh, you know the stories, you've learned them, again, at least the superficial understanding, lo yasok tamid b'Torah, where'd I go? V'lo yitzarach lilmo Torah shebachsav, v'lo lasok tamid b'Torah shebal peh, yikra b'itim mezumanim Torah shebachsav, v'divrei Torah shebal peh, kedei shelo yishkach davar midinei Torah. Once a person has mastered the corpus of literature called Tanakh, and you've memorized all of Shas, as far as the Mishnayos, and you know all of the Rashi's on Chumash by heart, so then what should most of my day be spent on? Yifane kol yamov l'talmud bovad, l'fi rochav libov yishav daito. We shift the balance from a third, a third, a third. We shift the balance that most of my day is spent on what? On learning more be'iyun, learning topics more in depth. So says the Rashash, what's the Bittul Torah? What's the Bittul Torah? What's his first answer? I'm closing my Gemara, where I was in the middle of a deep, intense sugya, right? I'm working on the sugya of Afkinu Rabbanan and the Kedusha Minei, Ksubas Dav Gimel and Aleph, and I have to close my Gemara now to what? To go to Shul to hear Megillas Esther? I know that story already. Not only do I know it, I'm actually going to be the one to lay in it. I know it so well. I know every word, all 167 psukim of Megillas Esther Baal Peh. So what am I wasting my time hearing the story again? So that's a form of Bittul Torah, says the Rashash. That's what it means. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, you're changing your appropriate learning schedule in order to go hear Kriyas Megillah. Yeah.
So Chazar is Bittul Torah?
So Chazar is Bittul Torah. Well, again, it depends on a person's... It depends on... Okay. So there has to be, what we see is that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us there has to be a forward motion in one's Limud Torah, that I'm deepening my learning, my understanding as time goes on. But yeah, again, I didn't translate it, but he said, Yikra b'itim mezumanim, once in a while you have to go back just to make sure that you have all of the basic things down. So you could say, well, this, okay, so once a year I go back and I review Megillas Esther. Once a year.
But you just say, what was saying, Chazar is Bittul Torah? Can you say it again?
I was trying to get out of Chazar. If you know it cold, so then yeah, you should move on to something more in depth. Right? A person should challenge his mind to stretch the limits of his mind. That's what the end of the Shulchan Aruch says. Lefi rochav libo v'yishuv daito. To try to expand one's horizons in Limud Torah. Okay, so that's the answer that the Rashash gives his first answer. And maybe it's Bittul Torah because you know Tanakh Baal Peh. So to take away time from working on a new sugya biyun to go learn Tanakh is maybe a form of Bittul Torah. Now that's not so far off from what the Beis Ephraim said. And you'll see the Beis Ephraim got himself into a lot of trouble with the Avnei Nezer for what he said. But we'll come back to it in one moment. Let's just see the Rashash's second answer. The Rashash's second answer in the third line, verse 14, Gam Yishlomar. The Rashash said, I'll make a Bittul Torah scenario. Now, this is not a typical scenario, but I guess you could do this to explain the Gemara. He says, let's take the following scenario. Kagon HaRav Shalom Edim Talmidim. You have a Rebbe who's learning with his students. Veheima Kfar Shamu Mikra Megillah. The students already heard Mikra Megillah, so they're waiting for Shir now. VaHarav Adayin Lo Shama. But the Rebbe has not yet heard Kriyas HaMegillah. Sheyavat LaRav VeYelech Hashmo Mikra Megillah. Maybe all the Talmidim heard the Megillah already. The Rebbe didn't. So all the Talmidim are saying, let's have a shir. And the Rebbe says, I can't give you a shir today. Because what? Because I have to go hear Megillah. So the Talmidim say, well, we can't learn without you, Rebbe. We're going to go do nothing instead. Okay. Too bad. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, mevatlin Shulchan Aruch Megillah. That's the Rashash's second answer. Now again, the first answer of the Rashash is actually very similar to what the Beis Ephraim said. But the Beis Ephraim said it in a way that was even more controversial. The Beis Ephraim basically implied, without quoting this Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalet, he basically implied that learning Tanakh, learning Megillas Esther compared to learning Gemara, is Bittul Torah. He just said it more simplistically. And Avnei Nezer in a tshuva was very unhappy with this. He says, I don't believe that Avnei Nezer writes in Tshuva Tavkuf Yud Zayin, in Sif Yud, in Sif Katan Yud, in that Tshuva, that Avnei Nezer says, I don't believe that a Rav Agon, that the Beis Ephraim ever could have written or said such a thing. How could a person say that Megillas Esther is not Talmud Torah? You're being mezalzel in Tanakh. You're making it sound like the only thing that matters in the world is learning Gemara B'Ilan. How can he say such a thing? Now the Rashash is telling us, Asvara, he's not being mezalzel in the Kedusha of Tanakh. What he's suggesting is that there has to be a balance in one's learning, and that balance shifts as a person becomes more advanced. So what happens when a person knows Tanakh cold already? He doesn't need the Chaz or Megillas Esther. So for him, there is an element of Bittul Torah. But the way that the Beis Ephraim presented it, he almost made it sound, Ki'ilu Megillas Esther is a waste of time. To which, again, the Avnei Nezer got very angry Because Megillah Esther is far from a waste of time. The Yerushalmi and Megillah says that every pasuk is nitain lidarish. Every word of it is meant to be darshit. Okay? It's meant to be studied in a very in-depth way. Okay, obviously when you hear Chris Megillah, you're not studying it in depth, but to be mezalzel in the etzem kedusha of the Megillah, as we'll see in a few moments, as we transition to the Chassidus part of this year, you'll see the Megillah is a very lofty thing. And therefore the Avnei Nezer was very insulted by that statement by the Beis Ephraim, and says it can't be that Rav Ephraim Zal Margolius ever could have said such a thing. Okay, yeah.
Is this different than Islam?
Yeah, in what sense? What do you mean?
I was just thinking, because in that story with Yehoshua, whether he was
possibly. Yeah, so the Gemara, that's the Gemara brings, right? The Gemara questions, what's greater, Avoda or Talmud Torah? Because the Gemara said again, we're Mevatel Avoda from Mikra Megillah. And then the Gemara said, we're Mevatel Torah from Mikra Megillah. Kal v'chomer. If we're Mevatel Avoda, Kal v'chomer, we're Mevatel Torah. So the Gemara says, why? Is Avoda definitely better than Torah? Yeshua got in trouble for Torah, not Avoda. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, no, it was different because it was Talmud Torah to Rabbin. It was Klal Yisrael's Torah. Right? But again, even a big base medrash is not considered Klal Yisrael. It would mamish need to be all of Klal Yisrael being Mavatal Torah or learning Torah in order to override Megillah. Yeah?
Is it a Bittul Torah for a Rebbe to teach his like students instead of learning?
I don't know. Depends. A mitzvah that it can't be done by someone else. If he thinks he could teach it better than anyone else, which every rebbe should hope to try to be the best rebbe he can be, so then it's not. You know, then he has an obligation. There's a mitzvah of teaching Torah, and not, he doesn't feel that anyone else can do as good a job as he can. So then, okay. So then the regular rules of osi mitzvah patur mitzvah don't apply to him. He can't say I'm learning. He has an obligation to teach. But yeah, we're touching on a lot of interesting things. I'll give you one other answer to this question. One other answer that they bring up Hashem, the Brisker Rav, in the Chachmas Shlomo, the Agos Chachmas Shlomo, the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it brings this answer. And in the Orchos Rabbeinu, in the Stipler's Orchos Rabbeinu, in Chelek Gimel, on page 35, it brings this Hashem, the Chazon Ish also. And it's a very good answer, it's a very simple answer. What's the Bittul Torah? Says the Brisker Rav, says the Chazon Ish. Scheinberg actually talks about this in Lamdus in his Mishmeres Chaim. Agos Chachmas Shlomo from Shlomo Kluger brings this answer, and that is that Mevatel Talmud Torah Van Lishma Mikra Megillah. When you come to hear Kriyas Megillah, what's your kavanah? I mean, what should I be mechavein when I'm listening to the Megillah? I'm being mechavein to be a kaim the mitzvah, to Rabbanon, to Rabbala, whatever you want to call it. I'm being mechavein to be a kaim the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. I'm not coming for another Seder Limud. My attitude of approaching me, yes, Eina Chanami. Avnei Nezer was all upset. What, you're saying Megillas Esther is not worth learning? Of course it's worth learning. That's not what I do when I come to this shul on Purim. It's not Begedzer Talmud Torah. It's not a Kiyum in Talmud Torah. It's a Kiyum in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of hearing Kriyas Megillah. It's a different mitzvah. So in that sense, yes, Mevatlin Talmud Torah. I'm not coming to shul for the sake of Talmud Torah Barab, coming to shul for the sake of being the kind of mitzvah of Purim of Kriyas Megillah. So because that kavana is meant to be different, in that sense there is a bittul when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. Okay. I want to just talk a few minutes in Pnimiyas HaTorah and try to look at the sugya under the lens of Sefer Chassidus v'Kabbalah. And the truth is it becomes much easier to learn the sugya this way. Because all these questions really disappear when we understand on a deep inner level what we're going to be zochah to Emir Tzashem this coming Wednesday night when we hear Kriyas Megillah. So let's try to understand. The Taz said earlier that Megillah is like Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah sometimes is Kid Divrei Torah. It gives it an elevated status. The truth is, we can bump Megillah up even higher. We can say that Megillah is not only Kid Divrei Kabbalah, it's not only Kid Divrei Torah, but we can say that Megillah, in some ways, partners with the Torah itself in the deepest of ways. Let's look at a Rambam, a shocking Rambam. The Rambam writes in the last halacha in Hilchos Megillah. Now, the Rambam's Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah are put together. So therefore, I always wondered, why doesn't he call it Hilchos Purim and Chanukah? Why does he call it Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah? No? It's all Hilchos Purim. Anyways, the Rambam, the first two prakim of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah are on Purim, and Perek Gimel and Dalet are on Chanukah. Okay, so if someone's ever giving a shiur, and they quote halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah and Perek Aleph. There's no such thing. The Rambam didn't write it. Perek Aleph and Bezer Megillah and Gimel and Dalet are Chanukah. Okay, so if you open up a Rambam and you can only find the third parak of Hilchos Chanukah and you're trying to wonder where's the first part of the Rambam, it's because Hilchos Megillah takes Perek Aleph and Beis. Okay, so if you hear someone quote a Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Aleph or Beis, you know that they're lying to you. And you should call them out on it. Maybe. I don't know. The other day I heard someone quote a Gemara and they quoted a daf that's like doesn't exist in that Gemara. In the Megid Givel Solon, actually, Rav Shurkin brings, he says the difference between, I think, Rav Moshe and Rav Naftali Trupp, I think that's what he said. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he would go and listen to someone speak, he was always machabed him very much. Rav Zeli Pliskin, I think, brings in the growth through Torah. He says that Rav Moshe, whenever someone would get up to speak, Rav Moshe would stand up for them. It could be like a totally regular guy, just giving like a Dvar Torah and like a Sheva Brachas, and Rav Moshe would stand up for him. So they asked Rav Moshe, what's the story? He said, anyone who's zocha to give Torah in public, teach Torah in public, even to get up and give a Dvar Torah, that deserves a certain... I mean, it's not stam. To be zocha to share a Dvar Torah in public is a big schus. And it's a merit that that person has, and therefore I stand up for that person. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his humility, used to do. But Rav Moshe, apparently, in the Megid Givul Solom, it brings, I forget which volume, it brings, Rav Shurkin brings, that Rav Moshe would sit by like a chosin sish, and the chosin would give over some Dvar Torah. And Rav Moshe, in his humility, would always just sit there and like nod, you know, like Rav Shechter, just like sits there, like smiling, nodding along, following along. So one time, this bacher got up, and he was giving over, you know, some divrei Torah, a real shtickle at his chasen sish, and he quoted the Gemara in Makos and Daf Tzadi Tes. Now Makos ends on Daf Chav Dal. And Rav Moshe sitting there, he's nodding along, and he's smiling along. So Rav Shurkin says, I think these are probably not positive, but I think it was Rav Naftali Trupp was the opposite. Because Rav Naftali Trupp was so emistic that if someone quoted something, it didn't matter like if it was the poor guy's chasen sish. Rav Naftali would like get up and he would argue with him and be like, no, that's like nonsense, you can't say that. You know, this poor guy is trying to like, you know? In Misefas Makos, yeah. Yeah, there's no such thing. Rav Moshe would just nod along. Rav Naftali Trupp would fight back. So you'll decide what you want to do. If you hear someone quote a Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Aleph, you can nod along and just say, okay, I understand, you made a mistake. Or you could be Vachamta Shel Torah, you can go at it and try to rip him to shreds. Either way, the last halacha in Perek Beis, which is the last halacha in Hilchos Megillah, the laws of Megillah and Purim, Kol Tzifrei Neviim v'chol haksuv masidin libata limos Mashiach. Chutz Megillah says, what an amazing statement. The Rambam says, based on a Medrash, that all of the Tzifrei Neviim and all of the Tzifrei Ksuvim are going to cease to exist when Mashiach comes. There's only one sefer from all of Nach we're taking with us. What sefer is that? Megillah Esther. Harei kayemes kechamisha chum shei Torah ukehalachos shel Torah shaval peh sheeinan b'teilin la'olam. Amazing, no? You ever hear this Rambam before? Amazing Rambam. That when Mashiach comes, we're going to go out to greet Mashiach. Under one arm, we're going to be carrying what? A mikras gedolus chumash and a Megillah Esther. Under the other arm, we're going to be carrying what? A set of shas. But as far as the rest of Nach, leave it behind. It's not coming to greet Mashiach. It's going to be Bata, Liamosa Mashiach. Why is that so? We'll have to see. And then the Rambam writes where it's bolded, Yemea Purim lo yibato. Right? Like we spoke on Thursday in Pri Tzadik. Based on the Medrash Mishlei, the Truvas Arash, but Tzadik Gimel. V'chulu v'chulu. We spoke about this past Thursday. Right? Purim's not going to be Bata. All the other holidays are going to be Bata, Liamosa Mashiach, and Purim's not going to be Bata. An amazing thing. And it's based on the pasuk that we started today's shir with. Which is what? The Yemea Purim e'ela lo yavru mitocha Yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. Amazing. What's the pshat? So what we see from the Rambam, before we understand the Pshat of the Rambam, what we see from the Rambam is not just that Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Megillah, in the language of the Rambam, Arei Kayemes Kechamisha Chom Shei Torah, it has a unique status, that we're taking Megillah into the future. It's never going to be Batal, it's coming with us into the Yemos HaMashiach. The truth is, this can help us answer a very technical question, and it's a beautiful answer, and I want to share it with you. In Maseches Megillah, how does the Masechta begin? Source 17. It says that again, if you're in a walled city, you read on the 15th. If you're in an unwalled city, you read on the 14th. How do you know that? What's the source for that? The Gemara says in Source 18, where it's bolded, Tana Didon Maitaima, Yolif Prazi Prazi. How do we know? Walled cities, unwalled cities, 14th, 15th. It's based on a Gezerah Shava. A Gezerah Shava of Prazi, Prazi. What's the Gezerah Shava? Megillah Beis of a Beis. On the one hand, it says in Megillah Esther, Al Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim. Uksiv Hasam, and we find in Sefer Devarim, Levad Me'aria Prazi Harbe Ma'od. So the Gemara says, Ma'la Halon, from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Afkad, from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And that's how we establish the rule that if you're a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, you read on the 15th. Like Gezeirah Shavah from Megillas Esther to Sefer Devarim. Very nice, beautiful Gezeirah Shavah. No? No, it's not such a beautiful Gezeirah Shavah. Why is it not such a beautiful Gezeirah Shavah? It's not such a beautiful Gezeirah Shavah because of the following. There's a sefer called Tehillah LeYonah on Maseches Megillah. And on page 614, it's a huge, fat volume, all on Maseches Megillah, beautiful, beautifully done. And in the back, they have different pieces from different Rabbanim. Some very famous ones, some less famous ones. A Rabbi by the name of Rav Zev Yorkovitz writes the following in the Tehillah LeYonah on page 614. He says, this Gezeirah Shavah is very problematic. Why is this Gezeirah Shavah problematic? It's a nice Gezeirah Shavah. It says Prazi in Megillas Esther, and it says Prazi in Sefer Devarim. What's the problem? Source 19 says the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan. We have a rule that you can't make a Gezeirah Shavah between what? Between Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah. You can't make a Gezeirah Shavah between a Pasuk in Chumash and a Pasuk in Nach. You can't make a Gezeirah Shavah. No. So how can you make a Gezeirah Shavah from the Megillas Esther to a Pasuk in Devarim? You know what Rav Zev Yorkovitz writes? It's amazing. It's a great var. Look what he says. He says, what's the definition of Torah? What's the definition of Divrei Kabbalah? We're on the last page. Rashi in Maseches Chulin, source 20, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, says the following. Why is Torah called Torah? What does Torah mean? Torah, Moshe, Kriya Torah, Lefishin in the Torah, Ledoros. Vishal Nevi'im lo kari, Eli Divrei Kabbalah, Shekiblu Miruach HaKodesh, Kol Nevu'a Nevu'a, Lefitzorech HaShava, Ador VaHamaisa. Torah means an eternal teaching. Divrei Kabbalah is called Divrei Kabbalah because, says Rashi in Chulin, they were makabel Beruach HaKodesh, a particular Nevu'ah, for a particular time period, based on a particular experience or circumstance. But lasid lavo, Divrei Kabbalah is not eternal like Torah Smosha. So says Rav Zev Yorkov, it's beautiful. We have a rule, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah le'alfina. You can't learn a pasuk from Chumash to a pasuk in Nach, because Torah is eternal and Nach will eventually be batel. But what's the one exception to that? What's the one exception? Megillas Esther is the one exception. So therefore, says Rav Zev Yorkovitz, you can make a Gezeirah Shavah from Megillas Esther to Chumash. Why? Because they're on the same playing field. They're both coming with us into Mashiach. So again, you see the Megillah is not just a Stam Divrei Kabbalah. It's a much more elevated form of Divrei Kabbalah. It has a lot more in common with the Torah than the rest of Nach. And that's why we saw that piece from Rav Hutner maybe a week and a half ago, right? The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Rav Hutner explained to us. But just look at the Gemara again, source 21. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, it says in Megillah Esther. Amr Bitanchum, Amr La Amr Bi'asi, Melamit Shesvicha Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah. The Megillah requires etching. The Megillah requires etching and engraving like the Torah itself. So you see that Megillah has this deep connection to the Torah itself, to that which is eternal. That Megillah is something that's going to be coming with us, the Mos Mashiach, when all of the rest of Tanakh, or the rest of Nach, rather, is going to be batal. And with this, I want to go one final step. The Chassam Sofer has a famous statement, which again, and I've shared this with some of you in the past, if I would have said this, you'd never come to learn with me again. You'd think I'm a kofer, an apikoris, right? You would throw me out of the base medrash. But the Chassam Sofer wrote it explicitly in his drushos. In his drush l'zayin adar sheni, on page 164, he writes as follows. He says that the Or Kadosh, HaKalul B'Megillah, Hu Mamish Yoser Gadol V'Nichman Mitorah Seinu HaKadosha Ba'atzma. Sam Sofer says a startling thing. He says not only, like the Taz told us, is Megillah Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore maybe it could trump Avodah, and it could trump Talmud Torah. Not only, like the Rambam told us, that Megillah is Mamish Ketorah, and we're going to take it into the future. And Rav Zev Yorkovitz explained to us, therefore you can make a Gezeirah Shavah from Megillas Esther to Torah, because it's on equal, it's on the Madrega of Torah. It's Ka'amita Shal Torah, Megillah Tazayin Amud Beis. Says Chassam Sofer, I'll say better than all of that. I will tell you that the Or Kadosh, the Pnimi light that emanates from Megillas Esther, 167 psukim without even one open mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is on a greater level. The Kedusha of the Megillah is greater than the Torah itself. The Yafa Kosav Rambam Shakol Yis Batel Neged Megillas Esther. Unbelievable. Everything's batel to Megillas Esther. Even the Torah is going to be batel in a sense to Megillas Esther, which brings us to our final step. We learned, remember in the Sichas Aran Shirim, we were discussing the concept of the Torah of Mashiach, and the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov being a stepping stone to the Torah of Mashiach. So we quoted the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in verse 23. We'll learn it again together. Rabbi Chanina Bar Yitzchak Amar, Gimel Novelosin, Noveles Misa Shena, Noveles Nevuah Chalom, Noveles Olam Haba Shabbos. We have three things in this world that are a glimpse of something much bigger. A taste of death is sleep. A taste of nevuah is a dream. A taste of novellis olam haba, a taste of the world to come, is Shabbos. Rabbi Avin added two more. Novellis or shamala, gilgal achama. If you want to have a sense of what the divine light above is, whatever that means, so stare at the sun. It's a taste of the light that exists in the world beyond. Novellis chachma shamala, Torah. And Torah is what? Torah, the Torah that we study, is just a taste of the Torah at its essence. It's a taste of the chachma shamala, whatever that means. It's a taste of something even loftier. And with this we can understand, again, through the lens of Chassidus and Pnimius and Torah, what it meant, Mevatlin Talmud Torah uvan l'shmoa mikra Megillah. Everyone wants to know, what's the Bittul Torah? Why is that Bittul Torah? In what sense are you being Mevatlin Torah? Isn't Megillah also Torah? Right? So we were learning the question, doesn't Megillah also count? But look through the lens of Pnimius and Torah, we're learning it. It's not, doesn't Megillah also count? It's that, no, we're Mevatel Torah to Megillah Esther, because Megillah Esther is even greater than the Torah, says the Chassam Sofer. The Or Kadosh of Megillah Esther is even loftier than the Torah. There's something called the Torah that we study now, and there's something called the Chochmah Shalmala. You know where Megillah Esther comes from? Megillah Esther comes from the Chochmah Shalmala. Megillah Esther is a taste of something futuristic. Says the Torah Barekas, Rav Chaim HaKohen. Rav Chaim HaKohen was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Vital. And the Sar Shalom of Belz used to learn his Svarim very much. A very, very deep Mekubal. And he wrote a Sefer in Halacha, which is filled also with Pnimius HaTorah. It's a hard Sefer to get your hands on. But you can view it online in a very old print. In the Torah Barekas, in Tafresh Pei Zayin, look what he writes. In Source 24. Mevalin Talmud Torah L'Shmoa Mikra Megillah. Why? L'fi Kinei Amru Chazal. Novelis Chochma Shomala Torah. We just saw the Medrash. That a taste of what? Of the true Chochma Shomala is the Torah that we study today. Im Kain. HaChochma Shomala Adif Tfeh. But that Torah, that futuristic Torah, is even greater than our Torah. If we can imagine such a thing. The Torah of Mashiach. Vinei Inyin HaMegillah Hu Min Chochma Shomala. And the Megillah is an opportunity. Bolam Hazeh. Not only to get a taste of the Chochmah Shamala through learning any section of Shas, any section of Tanakh, but to actually experience what? The actual Chochmah Shamala. Megillas Esther is so pnimi, it's so lofty. It doesn't even need to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name in it because it's so energized. Bifnei Atzmo, it doesn't need. It's an aura that's greater than the Torah itself, says the Chassam Sofer. It's a taste of what? It's not a taste. It is. It is min chokhmah shamala. Hashem is gala or shalal lamata ka'amor. And therefore, mevatlin talmud Torah. Uval ishmoa mikra Megillah. In Pnimius HaTorah, mevatlin talmud Torah. Torah has to be made butl to Megillah Esther. Because Megillah Esther is even greater than the Torah. It's odif tvei. And that's why the Arizal writes in the Shaar Kavanos, in the second to last source, lachein la'osid lavo, kol asvarim yisbatu. Explain what the Rambam taught us. The Arizal writes in Shaar Kavanos to Purim that everything's going to be bottled in the future, chos from Megillas Esther. Why? There was nothing like Purim. Purim is so futuristic. Purim is literally a Tchias HaMesim. The Imre Noah, maybe we'll talk about it in one of the Shirim this week. The Imre Noah from Jikov writes so beautifully. He says that Purim was Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalit that it was Mimisa L'chaim. Not only were we going to die, we were dead. We were dead. Hakadosh Baruch Hu signed off on it, the Medrash says. We were completely dead. The fact that we survived was mamish, the greatest miracle of all time. It was Klai Yisrael experiencing a complete Tchias HaMesim. The same way that by Kabbalah's Torah, the Neshamas flew out of their body and they got the Torah again. Hakadosh Baruch Hu revived them and gave them the Torah. Same thing here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu revived a dead Klal Yisrael by Purim and then gave us the Torah again. That's the Kimu Mekiblu. The Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. So it says the Arizal was the greatest Nes of all time. And it's a taste of what? It's a taste of the final Geula. It's the most futuristic holiday that we have. And that perhaps explains, I want to suggest, maybe that's why Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we know, is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. If you look in the last Mishnah, the last parak of Maseches Tanis, the Chavav Mad Aleph, which has a massive Mishnah, for whatever reason, Mishnayos in the last parak of Tanis are not broken up. The Chavav Mad Aleph, the Chavav Mad Beis, you have this long, huge Mishnah, and then the Gemara, the last five blot of Tanis, goes through. But how does the last Mishnah in Tanis, how does it end? Right, it darshens a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, b'yom chasun aso, b'yom simchas libo. B'yom chasun aso refers to what? Refers to Kabbalah Satorah. What Kabbalah Satorah refers to? Yom Kippur. It says Rashi, Yom Kippur was a form of Kabbalah Satorah. Yom Kippur is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Because we got the second Luchos. But I want to suggest, why is Purim even greater than Yom Kippur? Because if Yom Kippur is the greatest day of Klal Yisrael's history, Kabbalah Satorah, unbelievable. Luchos Shnios, says Rashi, over there in Tanis Chavav, Daf Chavav. But Purim is even greater. Yom Kippur is only Yom Kippur. Why? Because Purim is a taste of the futuristic Torah. It's a taste of the Chachmas Shamal. It's a taste of the Torah of Mashiach that's yet to come. And therefore we conclude with the final source. The Gemara says in Megillah at the beginning of the second parak, HaKoris Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatza, famous Vart from Rabbi Baruch Hal Mezhbush. Rabbi Baruch Hal Mezhbush, and some even quoted from the Baal Shem Tov, says, what does it mean HaKoris Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatza? If you read the Megillah, the Mafreya, doesn't just mean you read the Megillah out of order. In Pnimis HaTorah means what? If you read the Megillah thinking that this is a thing of the past, an old story that we're just trying to keep fresh, Lo Yatza, you've totally missed the point of the Megillah. Megillah is the most futuristic text of Torah that we have. It's a taste of the Chochmah Shomala that's beyond this world. And that's what it means, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Uval Neshmah Mikra Megillah. It's a whole perspective on Purim. That Purim is going to be Mevatl, anything we've ever tasted, anything we've ever experienced, to be able to come to something much greater. And that's how the Chassam Sofer can make the statement that he made. That the Or and the Kedusha of Megillas Esther is Ma'amish Yoser Gadol V'Nichbad Mi'Torasinu HaKedusha Ba'atzim, greater than Torah's Moshe. So Mirtz Hashem, we got a couple more days to get ourselves ready. We understand the Chassam Sofer a lot better now. We understand the Gemara's Bittul Torah, Mevatl Talmud Torah. We should be so excited and so filled with Simcha to have the opportunity to get a taste of the Chochmah Shomala on Purim. And Mirtz Hashem, this awesome Geula, a nes that was like no nes in history, says the Arizal Neshar Kavanos, the greatest miracle of history. And Mirtz Hashem, it should be an inspiration in the Sarusa de la Tata to bring about the greatest miracle that we're all waiting for, which of course is the coming of Mashiach from here. Amen.